It's flu season, people, so let's put those pastors on speed dial. Interesting question. How sick do you have to be before calling the elders? Is it a flu type of sickness, or a surgery type of sickness, or a gout in the foot type of sickness? Or should we wait until it's a deathbed, gravely ill type of sickness? Or is it referring to those who have been so oppressed, persecuted so much, that their wounds will not allow them to get out of bed, and they are so spiritually weak and beaten that they can't offer up prayers on their own behalf, and they just can't make it? Well, the latter seems to be the most likely scenario given the context of suffering and oppression. Are you so beat down, weak, or sick that you can't get out of the bed to be among the brethren? Then perhaps you need to call the elders. James chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." The elders' physical presence is required, and they're to pray over the extremely weak brother. But why call in the elders anyway? The reason the elders are called in is because the person who is sick needs spiritually mature, strong people on their side. But then there's the question about this anointing with oil. What's going on there? Well, a literal translation might read, "after having oiled him." The idea is to rub that person down with oil. And the question is, why would you rub someone down with oil in that way? Well, two answers are usually given. One answer is that anointing with oil in that time period was medicinal. This is the word, the type of word that's used here in the text. It was a type of medicine that was rubbed on the body. The problem with this answer is that this word is not used in a medicinal sense in the Bible, but most often for hygiene purposes, that you would get somebody ready for burying. But we're obviously not getting someone ready for their funeral because we're praying for healing. Another answer is that anointing with oil is a physical action symbolic of setting aside someone for a special purpose. In this case, it would be to set aside the person for the special attention and care of God, which is my understanding of the text here. But let's not get lost in all of this. The focus is on prayer in the name of the Lord. All the action taken by the elders is to be congruent with who God is, His nature, His character. To do something in the name of the Lord is to do what the Lord would have done in that situation, to pray what He would have prayed, to ask for what He would have been asking for, to encourage as He would have encouraged, and to minister as He would have ministered. This means that the elders are to be men of great closeness with God and deep spiritual discernment. And why should we do this? James gives us two reasons why we should pray and do these things. The first reason is because God responds to prayer. That's the purpose of the therefore in verse 16. Since God responds to confession and prayer, then we need to confess and pray and receive forgiveness. The second reason James gives us is because prayer, confession, and forgiveness brings healing. It not only may bring physical healing, but above that, it brings spiritual restoration. So as you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. Also, remember the Cron Western LifeWord broadcast heard in the Ivory Coast and Liberia.